Let's report next about Honduras, where a coup in June created a political crisis. The deposed president, Manuel Zelaya, remains holed up in the Brazilian embassy. The man who ousted him says his administration is attempting to negotiate a settlement, but despite weeks of talks, there's no resolution this morning. Most international aid to Honduras has been suspended, and the country's borders have been intermittently shut since the coup. This turmoil is also pushing more and more Hondurans to emigrate, leave the country, and many are turning up in southern Mexico, as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Teenage boys are slipping away from home and heading north. Mothers are sending their young children to live with relatives. Unemployed garment workers are trying to walk across the continent to look for work outside Honduras. Just across the Guatemalan border in the Mexican city of Tapachula, Hector Emilio Arela says he left because there's too much unemployment right now in Honduras. You can't find any kind of work at the moment, he says. Not in houses, not in small businesses, not in big companies, not in markets. Everywhere, there's just no work right now in Honduras. Emilio came to Mexico in September and quickly found a job as a cook. Things in Honduras are so bad that to Emilio, this beaten-down Mexican border town looks quite good. He's worried that if he tries to go all the way to the United States, he might not be able to cross the border, or he might get robbed along the way, or he might get deported soon after he arrives. So Emilio plans to stay in Mexico.
Aquí en México hay trabajo.
Here in Mexico, there's work, he says. You have to have some skills. I can cook in a restaurant or a hotel, and you can get that work here in Mexico. Tapachula is awash currently in Hondurans, many intent on getting to the United States. Father Flor Maria, who runs a shelter here called the Casa del Migrante, says there's been an overall drop in the number of Central Americans migrating north. He says this is mainly due to the economic downturn in the U.S., but since the June coup, he says there's been an increase in the number of Hondurans.
El cambio de tipología ahora de los hondureños.
The change that we are seeing with the Honduran migrants, or at least a part of them, Father Flor says, is that they're leaving without any plan. They haven't really thought about getting to the United States. They're just fleeing Honduras. 34-year-old Alex Munguia from San Pedro Sula is one of them. The situation is really critical right now in Honduras, he says. The situation with our president, the coup, it's a mess. And he says it's the ordinary people who suffer. So after losing his job at a maquiladora, Munguia is setting out on a hazardous 1,600-mile journey towards the U.S. to look for work. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.